Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Harry DaCosta and Ben Pollock, listen to some soothing music, celebrate National Log Cabin Day, and have a vocabulary lesson. Last week, June 25th, marked the birth in 1885 of composer, songwriter, author, and pianist Harry Milton DaCosta. I could find very little information about him, but in about 1915, he was married to his wife Eleanor, and in the 1920 census, he is listed as a boarder at Riesenweber's. In 1925, he joined ASCAP, and in 1931, he wrote the Hold That Tiger lyrics for Tiger Rag, which had been composed in 1917 by Nick LaRocca and members of the original Dixieland Jazz Band. In the mid-30s, DaCosta provided piano accompaniment for Billy Jones and Ernie Hare on their radio program, and when singing Tiger Rag on the show, on more than one occasion, they apparently referred to DaCosta as the composer and not just the lyricist. This prompted a letter from LaRocca to Jones and Hare complaining and asking them to cease this objectionable announcement. Jones and Hare asked DaCosta to respond to the letter, which he did, assuring LaRocca that it was inadvertent and wouldn't happen again. And by the way, Hold That Tiger isn't about holding a tiger by the tail at all. In barrelhouse parlance, a tiger refers to the lowest hand one can draw in a poker game, and the song refers to the nerve it takes to hold on to a tiger and bluff it to win. In the 1940 census, Harry DaCosta is shown as living in Los Angeles and working as a freelance writer for radio. He died in Hollywood on June 23, 1964. DaCosta's other popular songs include Slappin' the Bass, I'm Saving Up the Means to Get to New Orleans, Little Gray Mother, That Soothing Serenade, and these.
To you about the love of someone who they call the ragamuffin Romeo. He'd sigh and wail as lovers do when thinking of his sweetie too, poor little ragamuffin Romeo. In dreams only they had ever met, and at dawn he'd awake, all so lonely for his Juliet, and then he would take his little sack and hit the road, a-picking rags at each abode, poor little rag, a muffin Romeo. Thank you.
Baby, I'm a melody child. Christmas we daddy has. Nothing suits me better than a band playing jazz. I'm a harmony baby. I'm a melody child.
We had a whole cuddle segment a few weeks ago, and there's one more cuddle tune, The Virginians, under the direction of Ross Gorman, and Cuddle Up Blues, written by Harry DaCosta and M.K. Jerome. That Victor recording was made March 22, 1922. Before that, it was Ladd's Black Aces with I'm a Harmony Baby from a Jeanette 78 waxed February 16, 1923. The vocalist is credited as Mandy Lee, but that's likely a pseudonym, given the 1917 songs Loading Up the Mandy Lee, When the Parson Hands the Wedding Band from Me to Mandy Lee, and the 1923 song Mandy Lee, written by Thurlin Chataway and recorded by the Shannon Quartet. I'm a Harmony Baby was preceded by The Varsity Eight and Oh Joe, written by DaCosta and Ted Snyder. And you heard a nice bass sax solo in there by Adrian Rollini, who began studying piano at age 3 and was recording piano roles professionally by age 16. We started the show with Phil Spitalny's Hotel Pennsylvania music and Ragamuffin Romeo, written by DaCosta and Mabel Wayne and featured in the 1930 Universal picture King of Jazz. The vocalist on that Odeon recording from April 8, 1930 is Bill Cote. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I mentioned last segment Harry DaCosta wrote The Soothing Serenade. I'm not going to play that, but I am going to play some other soothing music, beginning with Mike Markell's orchestra. ¶¶
Thank you.
We begin that soothing set of rapidly rotating records with Markell's orchestra, Mike Markell, that is, and Soothing from an OK-78 waxed around June 20th, 1922. Soothing was written by Ted Fiorito and Eddie Storman. Mike Markell was a sergeant in the 30th Infantry during World War I and made four sides for Victor in 1917 as Sergeant Markell's orchestra, but only two were issued. Next it was Fats Waller at the organ and Soothin' Syrup Stomp. Fats' own composition, recorded at the former Trinity Church in Camden, New Jersey, on January 14, 1927. And we finished up with the Three Cheers, vocalizing on a September 1, 1938 Bluebird recording of Someday, Sweetheart. Someday, Sweetheart was written by John Spikes and Benjamin Spikes, and that record was also issued on the Montgomery Ward label. So what does that have to do with soothing music, other than being a soothing recording? Well, the orchestra there was Paul Martin's Soothing Music. Last week, June 22nd, marked the birth in 1903 in Chicago, Illinois, of bandleader and drummer Ben Pollock. He played in several bands in Chicago before joining the Friars Society Orchestra, which was named after the club the Friars Inn on Wabash Street at Van Buren. When they lost the gig at Friars Inn in 1922, the group's name was changed to the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. In 1923 and 24, Pollock played with Harry Baston at the Venice Ballroom in Los Angeles, and in late 1925 took over the band. In 1926, he took the band to Chicago, where they played at hotels in Chicago, as well as Atlantic City and New York. That same year, the band landed a contract with Victor and recorded with that label until 1929. In 1927, the band relocated to California and then moved to New York, where it found a home at the Park Central Hotel. The group disbanded in 1934, but the following year the corps was reorganized by Gil Rodin into a cooperative fronted by Bob Crosby, and in 1936 Pollock formed a new band. Pollock was on the Joe Penner radio show in 1938 and 39, and in 1942 organized a band for Chick O'Marks. He continued to lead bands into the 1950s, and in 1956 was in the biopic The Benny Goodman Story. During the 1960s, he owned restaurants in Hollywood and Palm Springs, where he played from time to time. Despondent over a medical prognosis, Ben Pollock committed suicide by hanging himself in Palm Springs on June 7, 1971. But here, from better earlier times, are three from Ben Pollock.
Thank you.
It's been 13 years, far too long, since we last played that October 15th, 1928 recording of Irving Caesar and Joseph Myers' Bye Bye for Baby, or Baby Will Bye Bye You, Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra with a vocal by Bell Mann. And it was back in '07 that we last played Shirt Tail Stomp. That was Ben's Bad Boys on a Victor test pressing from January 22, 1929. We started off with Ben Pollock and his Californians recording in Chicago on December 17, 1926, and You're the One for Me, with Ben performing double duty, directing and playing drums. The vocalist on that Paul Ash-Walter Donaldson collaboration was Isla Mae Bailey, who in 1919 was a voice student of Minnie Ferguson Owens and won first place in the state contest for high schools in Emporia, New York, and she also won first place for sight reading. Following her stint with Pollock's band, she was married to pianist Lee Sims, and she appeared on his Piano Moods radio program. In the 30s, the pair appeared on the Chase and Sanborn Hour and Rudy Valley and Ben Burney's radio programs. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. You can also hear this show and all our past shows 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I'm going to take a wild guess that you aren't aware that last week, June 25th, was National Log Cabin Day. Well, we're going to celebrate National Log Cabin Day with this set of Rapidly Rotating Records about log cabins. Thank you.
more. I've laid my rusted spade and hoed a rest for old Muster and old Miss them dead and sleeping side by side, while the spirits now am roaming with the blessed. All the things am changed around the place, the dark years am gone. I never hear them singing in the cane. I'm the only one that's left now with this old dog of mine and this little log cabin in the lane. All the footpaths, they have grown up, used to lead us around the hill. The fences are now going to decay, and the pond is all dried up now where we used to go to mill. For the time has changed its course and gone away. All the chimneys fallen down, the roof of all caved in, the leaks let in the sunshine and the rain. But the only friend I've got now is this old dog of mine and this little old log cabin in the lane. What little I have got, I'll try and be contented to remain until death shall call my dog and me to find a better home than this little log cabin in the lane. All the chimneys fallen down, the roof of all caved in, the leaks let in the sunshine and the rain. But the angels are watching over me while I lay down to rest in this little old log cabin in the lane.
Little face in my little log cabin of dreams.
All three of those records are being played for the first time on the show. We just heard Vincent Lopez and his Casa Lopez Orchestra with Frank Luther providing the vocal on Little Log Cabin of Dreams. That's from a Brunswick 78 made March 28, 1928. Little Log Cabin of Dreams was written by James F. Hanley and Eddie Dowling and was preceded by the Binkley Brothers, Dixie Clodhoppers, and Little Log Cabin in the Lane. That recording was made by a Victor Field unit in Nashville, Tennessee on October 2, 1928. It would be another 20 years before Victor again recorded in Nashville. We started off our celebration of National Log Cabin Day with George Hamilton Green and Frank Banta and a Green composition, Log Cabin Blues. That's from an Edison record made in 1925, but Green also recorded Log Cabin Blues as a solo for Emerson in 1919, and for Brunswick, accompanied on piano by Larry Briers, also in 1925. We haven't had a vocabulary lesson in quite a while, but we've got one now because last week my computer screensaver displayed the word caitiff, C-A-I-T-I-F-F. Caitiff is an archaic word first used in the 14th century, which as a noun means a cowardly or contemptible person, and which as an adjective means cowardly, contemptible, or despicable. So here to wrap up the show is a set of rapidly rotating records about being cowardly, that is, afraid, beginning with Abe Lyman and his orchestra.
Thank you. true how to tell you, but I'm afraid of you. In my mind I'm keeping something, 'cause I'm afraid of you. Say your lips, why I've never kissed. Oh gee, look what I've missed. I wish I knew how to tell you, but I'm afraid of you.
Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, with Paul Hagen providing the vocal on Afraid from April 15, 1926. Before that, it was George Fisher and his Kit Kat Band and I'm Afraid of You. The vocalist on that September 24, 1928 Piccadilly 78 was Eddie Grossbart. And we began that caitiff set with Abe Lyman and his orchestra and I'm So Afraid of You from a 1931 American Record Corporation theater record. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.